Hi everyone, welcome in a new CX update, your monthly source of inspiration for customer experience. Welcome in this new episode, everyone. I have a feeling that many of the technologies that we were all excited about in the past couple of years are like bouncing against the 90% barrier of living up to expectations. We've been promised amazing things, and a lot of things are super, super cool, but it's like we never hit the real 100% target of living up to expectations. I mean, if you look at some of the evolutions, like now we're all talking about the metaverse and virtual reality, augmented reality, and there are a lot of cool things happening. I mean, these new glasses here, these smart glasses or VR glasses or mixed reality glasses that Meta launched a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's super, super cool, but if you try it out yourself, yeah, it's not as good as the videos that we always see. And at this point, Mark Zuckerberg is trying to convince the world that virtual reality is the next platform, and it probably will be, or it will be something important. But today, it's still kind of gimmicky. You still bounce and bump into the limitations of this technology. And the same goes for many other things that I was excited about in the last couple of years. I mean, look at voice assistants. I have all of them at home. And they're fun, they're super cool. We use them a lot for music and some basic things, but they're not the partner in life yet that we all hoped for so much. Or look at the market of driverless vehicles. I was convinced 6 or 7 years ago that my oldest son would not need a driver's license because the car would take him anywhere he wanted in a full, safe way. Well, he's 13 now, and he's starting to talk about getting his driver's license. And the truth is, he will still need his driver's license because we bump into the 90% border of what is happening at this point. And let's not talk about chatbots and the expectations versus reality there. So this is what I mean with the 90% tech experience. It's cool, but it's not good enough. And this is the main reason why technology is no longer the holy grail in customer experience. Of course, we will use technology for efficiency means, for personalization, and technology will play a vital role in customer experience, but it is no longer the holy grail. In the past 10 years, we believed that technology would solve a lot and solve a lot of the issues in customer experience. Today, we see that this is not the case. Technology is no longer the holy grail, but customer culture is. Like in 2014, I wrote this book. It's 8 years old, When Digital Becomes Human, and I think it's more relevant than ever before. Because today, most of the organizations that I work with, they all feel that customer culture will make a difference, and that you need a culture of saying yes to your customers. Not a culture of just automation, but a culture where you understand what people want and you try to help them. A culture of being kind, being human, a culture with positive intent. I mean, customers, they really understand if something is difficult or if it doesn't work. But if they don't feel positive intent, that's when they become angry. If they see that you try really hard and do whatever you can to make them happy, well, then your customers will appreciate that and will be happy about that. So customer culture is the differentiator at this moment. And I think if you look to the next couple of years and the challenges that we're facing with right now, I mean, customer culture will be the differentiator in a world where technology is not living up to the expectations to make customers really, really happy. Humans and culture will be the differentiators. More than ever, it's clear that customers expect companies to do well for society and to use their strengths to make a positive difference, create positive change for the world. And this really works well if you include your customers in that story. Like, I'm sure that many of you have read my Offer You Can't Refuse book or saw the keynote of the Offer You Can't Refuse. These are the four layers of value that customers appreciate these days. They want a good product, they want digital convenience, they want you to create positive change in their life and become a partner in life, and they expect you to do well for society. A lot of companies today are trying to work towards this direction, you know? And if you bring it in one storyline, that's the moment when it becomes an offer you can't refuse. And when you include customers in each step of the process, then it becomes an offer you can't refuse. It's like, it was cool this month to see how Decathlon, one of the sport retailers, They really are setting up their circular economy philosophy, where you can bring back sports gears just to make sure that they can be fixed and that they can be sold again to others, so that, you know, they create their own second-hand market, which is cool. And by the way, they did this really cool thing in the stores where they're promoting this. They changed their name, so they mirrored their own name to stress it a little bit more that what they were doing, so that they're part of this circular economy. Sorry. But the question is this, if you think about this for your own organization, how well are you performing here? What are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? Where do you need to catch up? And maybe the big challenge for most companies is not just to invest in each four of these layers, because this is what a lot of companies are telling me. Steven, we're working on product, we're working on digital, we're working on deepening customer relations, we're doing things right for the planet and society. So we're good, we're right into your story. But when we dive a little bit deeper, very often you discover that all these initiatives are completely disconnected. There are different people in the organization working on it. They don't even know from each other, let alone that a customer is aware of it. So very often, indeed, companies are working on each of the four dimensions of the offer you can't refuse, but in a completely disconnected way. If you want it to be impactful, the challenge is to bring it together, involve your customers, connect it in one storyline, and that is the moment when you will have impact on society and when it will have an impact on your customer experience. The experience you give your customers is as important as your product. This is one of the key conclusions of a study done by Salesforce earlier this year, where the conclusion is that 88% of the people, they believe that the experience that a company gives them is as important as the product. I heard a comment from Seth Godin on this, and he said probably the other 12% didn't understand the question. People find experience as important as products. And this may sound like a natural thing, but if you look inside of most organizations, and if you would balance out the investments made for the product versus the investments made for the customer experience, it's out of balance. And the market values both in the same way. So we don't need to reduce our investments in products, but we have to make sure that we keep that experience as high as possible, because people are not as excited about the product as you are. They are excited about the product, but they're as excited about the experience that you will give them. I think that's a very simple but key insight to take with us to define what we will do in the future with our customers. So everyone, this was your monthly CX update. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video with your friends and colleagues. Tell them about it. Like the show, subscribe to the channel, and I hope to see you again next month for a new episode of my CX update. Thanks for watching, everyone. Bye-bye.